Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Welcome to Climate Notes. I'm D.R. Tucker. So if you want to know why Charles and David Koch and their allies are planning to spend $900 million to manipulate the outcome of the 2016 election, you might want to take a look at the great story that appeared in the January 31st edition of the New York Times, which indicated that, quote, an overwhelming majority of the American public supports government action to curb global warming, according to a poll conducted by the New York Times, Stanford University, and the nonpartisan environmental research group Resources for the Future. In a finding that could have implications for the 2016 presidential campaign, the poll also found that two-thirds of Americans said they were more likely to vote for political candidates who campaign on fighting climate change, and they were less likely to vote for candidates who questioned or denied the science that determined that human activity was causing global warming. Now, this sort of poll and other polls of its nature have to be very, very disturbing to people like Charles and David Koch. I mean, think about it. If they really had the American people on their side, if a majority of Americans really shared Charles and David Koch's views, why would they have to spend $900 million to try to manipulate the outcome of the 2016 election? Obviously, Charles and David Koch and their other allies in the fossil fuel industry know that the American people have had enough of the manipulation and the extreme power and the machinations of the fossil fuel industry. The American people are waking up. And this has been something that has been noticed by political observers in the years following Superstorm Sandy, that now the American people are beginning to get it, that now the American people understand that the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas causes global warming. Now they begin to understand that it will imperil future generations, and now they are beginning to demand action. So in a desperate attempt at a rearguard action, Charles and David Koch are trying to manipulate the outcome of the 2016 election in order to make sure that we do not have strong action to curb carbon pollution. This is a desperate effort, and like the desperate efforts of the past by polluting industries and malevolent actors in our cultural and political scene, this is an effort that will fail. The American people are going to get what they are demanding, and the American people's voice will be stronger and more powerful than the voices of two billionaires who don't give a damn about future generations. It must be a harrowing thing, from a certain perspective, to be a titan of industry, a captain of the universe, to use that line from the book The Bonfire of the Vanities, and to realize that that fortune is not enough to buy public will, is not enough to change the minds of the people once the people have determined that you are wrong and that your money doesn't matter. It's a fascinating thing to see, and it's good to see that despite all the threats to democracy, that democracy can sometimes still work. I believe that this is going to be a humiliating loss for Charles and David Koch in terms of their efforts to try to block action on climate change. I believe that the American people are going to continue to demand action. I believe that Pope Francis may not change the minds of climate change deniers, but he may galvanize those already concerned about this issue. And I believe ultimately this effort to try to stop the limits on carbon pollution will ultimately fail and fail disastrously, and Charles and David Koch will be humiliated by history. You may be familiar with that famous sports chant, "I believe that we will win." Well, that's the chant that climate hawks should adopt. I believe, I believe, I believe that we will win. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for being with us. And until next time, be green.